Hello and welcome to Glorious Living. Today you're going to learn about pursuing your own purpose because God has a great plan with great promises for your life. Stay tuned. Hello, I'm Kathy Duplantis. So glad you're joining me today in Studio C. We're all decorated for Christmas. Chrissy's back with
me. Yes, ma'am, the most wonderful time of the year. I just love the Christmas season.
I know it. And you sing me something, girl.
Oh, I don't know.
Silent Night.
Oh, Holy Night. All is calm.
Oh, my
goodness. Is bright.
That's so beautiful.
You know,
I've been watching a lot of old Christmas movies, and some of them start where people come caroling through the doorway.
Yes.
All those beautiful traditions are so wonderful.
It's the joy of the Lord. And you just can't help but sing about His goodness. You can't help but smile. You know, I just was at the mall this past weekend shopping for a Christmas party, and you could see that people are just excited about Jesus. He's the reason for the season.
That's so true.
And when we just carry Him wherever we go, we can see that joy manifest everywhere we walk.
That's lovely. And I love hearing everybody's comments when they're watching the program and watching all the different things that we do. And I love it when you share testimonies,
too. Me, too.
Because it shows how we're connecting with those that are watching.
It is. It's always so great to read your comments and to see how the ministry is impacting your life. I have this glorious story from YouTube. It says, I always enjoy watching and learning from you. I really enjoy hearing how God has blessed you throughout your life when it comes to goals, dreams, and visions. I greatly appreciate you sharing your messages with us. It's great to see, hear, and learn from people of faith. I learn from the goals and dreams you have, the actions you took, and the obstacles you overcame as you applied your faith and took action to get them accomplished. Isn't that a blessing?
I love that. You know, it reminds me of Jesse's newest book.
I love it. It's
I
right
know
here.
What is the title of it again?
It's Notes from a Vision Specialist. Isn't that awesome?
And that's what that testimony is really all about.
It really
Jesse's
is.
In the ministry speaking into their vision so that they'll see their purpose and accomplish
what
God's put on their heart.
And boss, Brother Jesse, he is a vision specialist.
Definitely.
And he's such a blessing to those who are really seeking out their purpose and plan for what God has for them. And it's also available in Espanol, in Spanish. And you can go to jdm.org. It's for your donation of $5 or more. And you know, Miss Kathy, it's a great way to incorporate with your church group as well, or to business leaders can get this and study the principles of God and how to apply them in your own life and be a vision specialist yourself.
Yeah, it's a great resource.
Yes,
ma'am.
We're
so glad we're making it available. It's brand new.
Hope
you'll be able to get your copy.
Yes, ma'am.
Today.
It's wonderful.
Hey, and we're also so excited to welcome back Mallory Lott to Studio C. Mallory is a doctor of physical therapy, and she received her Bachelor's of Science degree at Louisiana State University and then went on to receive her doctorate degree at Louisiana's State University's Health and Sciences Center in New Orleans. Mallory is also a precious member of our Covenant Church family and serves the ministry with a beautiful, gracious heart. She's back with us today to encourage you all to keep pushing forward in your purpose because God's promises are always right on time. Thank you, Mallory, for coming back.
Thanks for having me.
It's
I'm
always
excited.
Great to have you on the program. You bring such a joy when you walk in the door.
Oh, thank
yes,
you.
Ma'am.
Yeah, and I love the fact that you're a young professional woman. You're out there and you've walking out your dream. You had goals and visions and dreams, and I'm sure there are things that came against that, but you pursued it. You kept going, and here you are walking into your destiny.
Yes, that's right.
Maybe I know there's a lot more ahead. I'm not sure that you've already arrived.
Oh,
I know,
yes.
But you always have. You always seem like you have something else that God's pushing you towards, new dreams, new visions, new purposes.
Always.
Yeah, and I know that was really on your heart when we spoke a little bit about, you know, we're ending this year, pushing forward into 2025. But, you know, our theme, Give God a Job, you can carry that with you forever, really. And I know we were kind of chatting about that. So what's the Lord kind of placed upon your heart in regards to the promises of God?
Right. Yeah. So just it's the end of the year. So everyone's kind of like, okay, my resolutions are done. But no, you got to stay with it and keep going. And that's something I've been studying is not getting weary, not losing hope. keep your confession. And then just don't waver. So I had a few scriptures that we could start with.
Good. We love scriptures.
That's I love it when our guests come prepared.
I know, me too. It's always good to read the word.
I know, we always choose good guests because they love the word like we do.
Yes,
and they have so much to share about. Sometimes it's hard to get it all in on such a short program, but we're going to go there.
Yeah, it's going to go so good.
But so God's still working on your job that you gave him earlier this year. He doesn't forget. He hears you. He heard you then, and he's listening now. So he's still working on the job that you gave him, but we also have a job too. Like the work doesn't stop just because it's the end of the year. And if you haven't seen it, then keep going. There's still time as long as, you know, we're not raptured yet. So we still have work to do.
Yeah.
And don't get weary. That's my message today.
I love that. You know, I think that God wants to work with us. He doesn't want you to just do it for us because part of the experience is doing it together. Mm-hmm. And then you feel a sense of fulfillment and you had something to do in a project. I love it when we collaborate and we come together and we do things, whether it's a decorating project or a writing project. I've just finished a writing project of my own. I have a new book that's coming out in February, I believe
it is.
Yes, ma'am. It's called The Power of Prayer. You want to look for it. But it's so exciting. But when you collaborate, because I've just been doing the final touches at proofing things and things like that. And it's wonderful to see things progress along.
Yeah,
and I haven't had seen the finished product, but it's going to be there. But I'm expecting it all to just be a blessing, and then it'll continue to bless people. But it's like with any project you do. When you collaborate with someone else, it's a blessing. But when you're collaborating with God, when you know that He spoke the vision to your heart and caused you to realize this is something you can do, and then you pray about it and you keep walking towards it, and He works with you.
Yes. It's really exciting. Is so exciting to know that He's carrying us wherever we go, no matter what we're facing. And I'm just happy that was a message that He put upon your heart for our viewers to encourage them. What would you say to those who are seeing the end of the year coming and they're getting discouraged? They're like, this isn't going to happen. What would you say to them? I'm sure you have a scripture.
Don't get weary. And in Galatians 6:9 was my first scripture. It says, "And let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart." And in the Amplified, it says, "For in due time and at the appointed season we shall reap if we do not loosen and relax our courage and faint." Mm-hmm. So don't faint.
Don't
get weary. Mm-hmm. Keep going. You have a purpose. God put you on this earth for a reason. Mm-hmm. Keep at it. Don't give up just because you're not seeing what you want to see yet. It's coming. I mean, it just says you're going to reap. You're going to reap. But if we believe the word, then believe it.
Then believe it. It's simple.
Don't just say it and then pass out on the floor and it passes
Lord,
you by.
I can't do this
anymore.
Not
even going to tell because you're out.
Yep. It's so easy. And that would be the easy way out too, to just give up, wash your hands of it and say, I'm not doing this anymore. But you know it's a dream if it's still in you, waiting to burst forth.
Right.
You know, sometimes we try to suppress everything. It's not going well in the natural. So we just let that vision go for a season or a while. But you know it's from God when it's always coming back into you.
If you ever hear a voice saying, oh, it's not going to happen, or it may be you. It may be the devil, but it's definitely not God.
Right. Yeah.
God doesn't speak that way. He doesn't go back on his. He doesn't change his mind.
Exactly.
Yes, I'm the Lord. He doesn't lie. He doesn't go back on his promise, like you were saying. So realize that where that voice is coming from. So take authority over it. Seek out the word of God.
Amen.
Find out what God has said about it, read it again, meditate on that promise. And when you do that, then you're strengthening your spirit, your inner man, to continue moving forward.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Stay diligent.
Yeah.
He rewards diligence. He likes steadiness. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a scripture. He's a rewarder for those who diligently seek him.
That's right.
So
mm-hmm.
stay steady in what he's called you to do, and don't look to the right or the left. Mm-hmm. Stay the path.
Yeah. That's so good, because that's what that scripture says. It actually begins with you have to believe that the Lord is and that he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him.
Yeah.
So he's a rewarder. So stay vigilant.
Yeah.
Vigilant.
There's even rewards in staying diligent, not just the reward that you want, but there's other rewards that you just promise.
That's so true.
Because you're getting strengthening.
Right.
You're strengthening on the inside, and you're physical therapist. So you know about
strengthening. Strength. Yeah.
Do I?
Well, I'm sure you've probably forgotten more than we know.
I'm sure you know a lot more than me. Believe me, that's the truth.
But there are principles and different exercises and things you can do to exercise certain muscles.
True.
That because maybe when people come to you, some of their body parts might be weak. Mm-hmm. And it gets even weaker when you don't exercise them. Mm-hmm. And I've heard someone say that it's easy for people to reach for a bottle of pills, but they don't want to do that exercise.
Yeah.
Where the exercise is much more effective and lasting and doesn't have side effects. Mm-hmm. So why don't we do the things we know to do? So I'm sure you could speak to that.
Yes, that brings me to my next point.
What a wonderful segue. You see, I do love
doing the work. Yeah. Staying diligent, continuing to, let me see, Hebrews 11:6. So without, that's what we're already doing.
Yes, we just did that.
So Hebrews 6:11. Mm-hmm. And we desire that each one of you show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope until the end, that you do not become sluggish. So don't become
lazy.
That
can be easy to fall into.
Do the work, but imitate those who through faith and patience inherit the promises. Mm-hmm. So copy those who are where you want to be. It was my next point.
Yeah.
And stay diligent. Don't get lazy. Do the work.
Right.
You got to put in the work, like you were saying. It takes effort. It takes work. I think a lot of times you're just kind of sitting there waiting and not working, not doing the things that God has told you to do. And it leaves you wanting the promise. But, you have to do things to get
take
there.
Take action. Yeah, take work without works is dead. So we need to be doers of the word. We spoke about that in previous programs, you know, really meditate on the scripture and then put it into practice. Like you said, don't get sluggish because sometimes it can be a little easy to get, what would you call a fat and happy sheep or lazy sheep sometimes?
Yeah, I always say we have to be lean, mean, fight machines, not fat, lazy sheep.
Yeah, you can't fall into that.
You can't just get lazy on that pew.
Yeah, you can't get lazy on the pew. Exactly. You got to be a worker.
Whether it's getting on your knees, whether it's or opening up the book, reading the scriptures, putting them into practice, affirming them with your own voice. Sometimes I love to read a scripture and change it around and put it in the first person, you know, for myself. You know, you know, there's some that are already naturally there, like I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me.
One.
That's perfect. It's already in the first person. But there's some that are not. But you can easily, I think it's really good to take ownership of a verse in that way. And take hold of it. Like the Lord, he's the Lord our God that healeth me. And there's so many scriptures in there.
Yeah,
that's
and it's
putting things to work
to make your confessions because that's powerful too to confess what your hope is without wavering.
Right, and you know people in the world do that in the natural. They've learned
they
the principles,
and
because it's a kingdom principle that will work. But when you put it together with the Holy Spirit, who inspires you and equips you and empowers you, those words go even stronger and they go deeper. So we have such an advantage once you know Jesus and once you know that his word belongs to you and that it's real. It's, Jesus said, my words are spirit and they are life. And so if you want more life, you want more energy, get in the word of God and stick with it.
And
I guess
it.
Yeah, what you're saying.
Yeah, it's spiritual therapy. You know, there's physical therapy, there's spiritual therapy.
Yeah.
And it's just wonderful to know that you can go to a Bible-believing church like Covenant Church. You know, well, you know, iron sharpeneth iron. When you walk through those doors, and I know you can attest to this, you know you're going to be bombarded with prayer warriors, people that are going to stick with you, whether you're waiting for a healing to manifest in the natural or if something's going on with your finances, personal life, whatever the case may be, we're a Bible-believing church. You got to get around people who want to believe with you, not like you said, bring you down or say you can't do this, you can't do that, but we'll lift you up and carry you through and then hear a word from a pulpit that is Bible-based, that is full of Holy Spirit revelation. Isn't that so important to be around people like that?
Yeah, because you want to be at, like what I was saying before, like you want to imitate the people that already have or where you want to go and want to be. So you have to put yourself in that place where you can be around people of like values and, you know, already achieve goals that you want.
Right. It's real easy to just give up and sit at home and do nothing and then blame the God, which is what a lot of people do.
Yes.
But God gave us principles, things we can do to walk out. You may walk through the valley, but you don't stay there, build a house you know, canonize the place. You keep walking through.
You got to get through
it. And God, because God's your, he's your shepherd. He's going to lead and guide you into those green pastures, which is what we all want to lay down in.
Yes, please.
He's our peace. He's our peace.
And those rest times are good, too. You're not always working. There's pacing yourself, I'm sure. I like doing that. Yeah, I just came off a family vacation during the Thanksgiving holidays, which was really nice to rest and just soak in some vitamin D and and relax. But when I got back, I'm ready to hit the ground running.
Ready to work.
I got refreshed.
Yes, indeed. We do need those moments. But like you say, when you're with God and you're stayed connected to the vine, you know, that's where you constantly are getting nourished, and those dreams and goals and visions will continue to be sparked until one day his timing is always perfect. It will happen, and then you will see that vision manifest, and then we'll rejoice with you. So when you see it happen, when God gets that job done, when it's actually done and you see it come into life, we want to rejoice with you. Comment and let us know, because I know in the beginning of the year when Boss spoke on the theme, he had everyone in the church and online write down their dreams, goals, and visions, the jobs they were given to the Lord. And I know that so many, I've heard of a bunch that actually came to pass, but people are still believing, and we're never going to give up. We won't get weary in well-doing.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed. That's good stuff.
Don't give up.
Don't give up.
Keep going.
We'll see you next scripture, girl.
Okay, let's see. So, confess without wavering. That's my next point. Yeah. Hebrews 10:23. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. And then the NIV says, let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful. So just like we are saying, we have to confess our hope and keep it alive.
That's so good. I love that. And, you know, even when I was thinking about it, it is the Christmas season, even when the angel came to Mary and gave her that vision that what would happen to her, she spoke a word and says, let it be even as thou hast said.
Yeah.
So she believed the word and confessed it. And so she believed it in such a way that she got up and heard about that her cousin Elizabeth, who was elderly, was also with child. And so the Bible says she made haste and she went to the hill country. I think, I'm not sure, it was 20 miles away, but it was not an easy journey. It wasn't just like the next house. She went to the next, a good distance. And then when they connected, something happened. Like you were saying, you get around some mentoring. Someone else has a similar vision and you speak. And then there were sparks that flew between Elizabeth and Mary that day that just... Mary, I think Elizabeth said, the Bible says that the baby, John the Baptist, leaped with was filled with the Holy Spirit. And then the mother, Elizabeth, started proclaiming something. So words were important. They had to get out there in the atmosphere. There was, I'm sure she didn't think about what she was going to say. It was just under the unction of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
So when you get in the presence of God and around other people that are connected and are filled with the Spirit and passionate about God, you're going to be saying things about your vision or their vision, and you're all going to be just lifted up to a higher place. So this confession thing is so important, and God will give us the words to say. So when Mary said, let it be unto me even as you've said, according to your word, basically same thing that woman that talked to Elijah about filling that she would, the barrel would never run dry. It was just as he said. He told her to go and make him a cake. I mean, there's so many stories all over the world. We can go all over the place with this, but it's, you see it time and time again, how someone said something and the other one agreed with it and said it too.
And it's obedience too. I love when we shared about Mary. She said, well, let this happen. I can't imagine being a 13, 14-year-old girl and an angel coming
probably
and saying,
15, let's hope.
15, yeah, let's hope it was a little older.
Delivering
right?
a baby.
Yeah, who knows? Who knows? But all
I think it's probably.
Mary, I mean, I had my first baby at 33. Goodness gracious. And Mary, here she is getting ready to get married to Joseph. An angel comes down and that beautiful spirit she had to say, yes, let it be done. You know, blessed among women. What a beautiful example to follow during this holiday season, looking at her example of how accepting she was. You know, it probably was daunting to see this and to know what she had to face, but she stepped into it. She knew that the Lord had a prophecy to fulfill and that she was a vessel to be used in that moment. And so he wants to use us as well. Like you were saying, we have so much potential. The Lord wants to tap into what we have to offer him. And he wants to use us in so many ways. So there's so many things we can do. We don't have to just sit here and wait, like you said. Right. And I believe people are getting encouraged knowing now, like, wait, I got jobs to do. I need to partner with the Lord, right? Yeah. Because it will happen in his perfect timing. Mm-hmm. It really will.
Yes.
Yes, I love that.
Amen.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Good stuff. So
Let's see.
Glorious living. That's what it is.
Mm-hmm. Okay, next point is stay confident. And Hebrews 10:35-36 is my next scripture. Mm-hmm. And it says, therefore, do not cast away your confidence, which has great reward. And in the Amplified Classic, it says, a glorious compensation. For you have need of endurance, so that after you have done the will of God, you may receive the promise. Mm-hmm. So your confidence and your certainty that God will fulfill what he's promised you, that actually yields a reward in itself. Mm-hmm. And then not knowing that it says after you've done the will of God. So making sure that you're staying in tune with God and saying, you know, is there something that you've asked me to do that I've left undone? Mm-hmm. Maybe it's something that you need to do that he's asked you to do a while ago, and you need to go back and pray and have that quiet time with God to check in every now and again. Mm-hmm. If you're not seeing something, you know, there's things that you can do. Mm-hmm. And so that just scripture.
That's perfect.
I love that.
She came prepared.
She sure did. And when you said staying confident, I mean, that's so important to be bold in knowing who you are in Christ. You know, we're his sons and daughters here. We're his hands and feet on the earth, you know. So to realize that, because the world wants to put us down all the time,
right.
you know, and especially Christianity right now, it's really just, it's being mocked day in and day out mm-hmm. as believers. It might not be popular to be a Christian, but you know, we are the believers here. We need to do things because he's coming back. I mean, that's the reality of the whole thing.
Well, and your confidence isn't just based in yourself and your own ability. Your confidence is in him.
Yeah.
Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. One thing the Amplified says is the assurance, mm-hmm. which is confidence. Mm-hmm. So faith is being confident in what God said will come to pass. It's just basically believing that the Bible's true.
Yeah.
So if it's something you're believing for and it's based in the Word, and it should be, whether it's healing for your body, maybe mm-hmm. it's salvation for your family and your loved ones, the Bible mm-hmm. says it's God's will that all men are saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. You know, it's God's will to prosper you. There's so many things, no matter what we're facing in life, mm-hmm. God's Word has the answer for it.
Mm-hmm.
And so your confidence is in that Word.
Yes.
And it builds your personal confidence as well. It strengthens mm-hmm. you because your faith needs to be fed.
Mm-hmm.
Faith it can't just exist in a vacuum. You have to connect with people of like precious faith. You read the Word of God. But it builds you up inside when you speak the Word of God. So
yeah.
that confidence is a key part
of the
process.
Yes, indeed. Yeah. And when you do that, that's when your vision becomes real. Mm-hmm. Like for the book says, it says, make the vision real. And I love this. There's a chapter in the book called Don't Let Time Defeat You. And I know when we were talking mm-hmm. A little bit a while ago, it's just you think about people who are comparing themselves constantly to other people. I thought I'd have this by now. Or I'm looking at my friends and they're in this path. What do you do or what do you say to those people who are constantly comparing? You know, it's easy for them to get discouraged because they're looking at their sister or a coworker, or they mm-hmm. go on social media and they start scrolling and seeing the highlight reel of people's lives and then they get discouraged. I know a lot of viewers may feel that in this season.
Mm-hmm.
What do you say to them?
So develop a word-based mentality. Mm-hmm. Like everything that I need is found in the Word, and if God promised it and I read it, and I'm going to believe it, and I'm going to know that I know that it's true and it's going to come to pass. I stopped comparing myself a while ago because I'm about to be 32. I realize that other people are my age are living completely different lives, have different situations. I know that God has me here for a reason. Mm-hmm. Like he knitted me together in my mother's womb with a purpose before he even made me.
Yeah.
So I'm here for a reason. And I'm not giving up. I'm not going to get weary. I'm not going to not get discouraged. And even if people are trying to get me to do different things to get a certain result, like I know the promises that God has told me, and yeah. I'm almost obstinate about them. Like, that sounds negative.
But no,
like,
it's not.
I'm just not
It's
moving.
Confidence. Yeah, it's an the explanation confidence. Of that.
It's
last,
being unmovable.
Uh-huh. Yeah. It almost irritates people. But like, that's
tell
just
me what irritates you.
Yeah.
Mallory, come on. She looks so sweet, like she can never get irritated.
Yeah. I know you.
But it's okay. You have to be yourself. You can't let people put you in a mold.
Yeah.
Everyone's different. Like you said, even when you're raising children, you don't know this yet yourself personally, but your mother could probably attest to this. Mm-hmm. She had several children. Mm-hmm. I had just the one. But I had a little nursery, so I watched. Kids develop at a different age, and you shouldn't try to compare them with each other. Mm-hmm. Even in a family of lots of children, my mama had six, we were all so different, and not just in one way, in every way. Mm-hmm. And so we're all unique. And,
right.
So be your beautiful, unique self.
Your glorious
like
self.
Like I say, get down with your glorious self.
I love when you say that too. And it's so good to hear a confident, like you were saying, a confident woman who's saying, listen, I have a plan. I have a purpose. I know what the Lord said to me. My sheep know my voice, right? Yeah. So you know, you have that close relationship with the Lord where you know what He's promised you and you're unmovable. You're standing on the word. You go, girl.
Yes.
You got it going on. It's great. And I know people are watching the show right now and being inspired to say, you know what? I'm sticking to that promise.
Yeah. Good.
I'm sticking to it and I'm not wavering. I'm not going to settle. I'm not going to give up. And it's exciting because we have a whole new year to embark on to see these promises come to pass.
Yeah.
It's going to be a great year. It really is.
It will be. Mm-hmm. It's been so good hearing your side of the story and the perspective that you have on that. Mm-hmm. And I know it spoke to a lot of people that have been watching today. And I believe that your life has been impacted.
Yes.
Because it's so important that you hear the truth and know that God has a beautiful plan for your life. So don't give up on your plan because God hasn't given up on you and He has great resources. And I believe that you've been encouraged today. In fact, let's pray for those that are watching. Father, I thank you for every person that's watching today, Lord, with us. Lord, I thank you that they're part of this discussion, Lord, that you brought them into this. And Lord, I pray for them and lift them up today to know that you have a perfect plan for their life, that you're revealing it step by step, and they don't have to rush ahead, but they don't need to lag behind either. But Lord, they'll be right on time. Or bless them that during this Christmas season especially. We say this to the Father in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen and amen. That's a great prayer, Pastor
Kathy. So good. And you know, I always like to thank our partners before we close because our partners are such a big part of what we do. We pray for our partners every single day. Thank you for being a partner. And if you're not, you can become one by using the information that's on the screen. Such a blessing to know that you're standing with us.
Yes.
Thank you, Mallory, for coming back.
Thanks, Mallory.
Always love it when Mallory's
in the
house.
Oh, she's so great. Always so cute, fashionable, and ready to share, full of so much rich knowledge of the Word. And I know you're going to continue growing and stepping into awesome things. We all are.
Yes,
and it's great to grow along with JDM.
And I love your passion for the Word.
Thank you.
I can see that you just genuinely desire to serve God and to know more about Him.
Yeah. Amen.
I do.
Thanks for sharing all that stuff, too, and coming prepared.
Sure. Yeah, it's always good, right?
I love it.
It's a glorious life. It sure is.
Yeah.
Amen.
Thank you. I hope you'll come back.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll get her on the schedule.
Yeah, 2025 is coming up pretty soon.
It's coming up.
Yes. Thank you so much for joining me today here in Studio C. I look forward to seeing you next week. I know that you're going to have a fabulous week. I look forward to seeing you here. Bye-bye. You can broadcast the wonderful works of God right where you are. We have been entrusted to see to it that this message gets communicated to everyone, everywhere. You could be the one that changes somebody's life. You may not change thousands, but if you change one, that's all that counts.
Kathy Duplantis' Glorious, A Conference for Women, March 7th and 8th, 2025.